You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Every year, NPR holds its Tiny Desk Contest, asking unsigned musicians to submit videos performing original songs behind what else but a desk. They choose one winner to play in D.C. Here at WOSU, we pick a local favorite to share their story on air. Lily Bloom blew our judges away with her song, Ghost.
Sometimes when I'm alone and all the lights are low, I swear I see your ghost.
Sometimes Bloom says the song grew from her first days in the city.
It came at not the best time. I had just moved to Columbus and I, didn't have like much of a community here yet. And it was, shortly after I graduated college. So I was just not in the best place already. So I was just, going through a lot. And I think the best songs come often when you're feeling a lot of pain or like confusion is just kind of a way of processing those things.
3 years later, she continues to process those feelings on stage as she accompanies herself on an unusual instrument, the harp. First are the practical concerns.
It's a very tricky instrument to mic effectively. So that's hard. I mean, just like the physical space that it takes up and moving it and all of those things, keeping it in tune for more than 4 minutes. those are all challenges with that instrument.
But Bloom says some underestimate it more broadly. They chalk it up to its stuffy reputation, relegated to fancy tea rooms and ethereal classical music.
There's definitely kind of preconceived notions about it, that it's just this kind of soft, angelic instrument. And that's why I love it so much, because it's so much more than that. And just with like different extended technique, you can get so many interesting sounds out of it that people don't expect.
Bloom sometimes leaves the harp behind for certain songs, relying on her voice and a backing horn section for the up-tempo jazz number, Good Girls.
Little girl, little girl, little girl with nothing, but then I put my hair loose and look at me, I'm stunned. You thought I'd be a marionette that you could twist around, but then I pitched myself up and found myself.
Its inspiration came, like Ghost, partially from a breakup. But Bloom says the disrespect she's experienced as a woman in the music industry more broadly has influenced the track.
I feel like in music, in the industry, sometimes people just talk down to me, and are like, oh, you're just like a young woman. You don't really know what you're talking about.
Bloom has proven them wrong and plans to continue to do so, even if the pandemic has put her industry in limbo.
I'm just kind of forcing myself to be optimistic. I mean, I think obviously realistically with how it's being handled in our country right now, it's going to be quite a while before things can go back to anything resembling normal. But I really do so passionately believe in the power of music. And what's so incredible about it is how it just brings people together, despite beliefs, despite backgrounds, like it really is a unifying thing. And you can't make that go away. And I think even something that's been really inspiring about this pandemic is just seeing people use their creativity to connect still, whether it's through outdoor concerts or live streaming or whatever they're doing. It's just been really awesome to see people be like, we're not going to be quiet. We're not going to just stop performing and stop using music, because that's what makes us feel human and makes us feel connected. So even though things are definitely going to be different for a while, I think the industry is going to rebuild itself.
When it does, she'll be there, harp at hand. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News.